There's a sefer called Piskei Tshuva. In Piskei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Mem Ches. So the mechaber of Piskei Tshuva, he was malakid a bunch of tshuvas. And he brings over there from Reb Feivel Plaut, who wrote in one of the Yarchons called Tel Talpios. So Tel Talpios was a very, very famous journal that made its rounds back in the day, and different Talmidei Chachamim, G'dili Olam, would contribute to it. And he was malakid something that he saw in Tel Talpios from Reb Feivel Plaut. So who is Reb Feivel Plaut? So Reb Feivel Plaut is the mechaber of a sefer called Lekutei Chaver Chaim. Lekutei Chaver Chaim was a Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer, and a lot of what we know about the Chassam Sofer comes from this Yid, Reb Feivel Plaut. I met a Chashev Yid this morning, and I told him I was speaking out this Ha'ara, B'derech Aga, from Reb Feivel Plaut. He told me he heard B'shem and Adam Gadol, couldn't remember who, but he told me he heard B'shem and Adam Gadol that Reb Feivel Plaut, number one, didn't have any children. And he was a Heilige Yid, and a certain Adam Gadol was made that by him he used to see often in Ruach HaKodesh. So he was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. He was a big Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. A lot of what we know from the Chassam Sofer comes from a Feivel Plaut. Either way, if sois of you, don't voice begaver. So he said like this, quote, Shamati mipek Kodesh bal Chassam Sofer zatzal, ki agoyin Reb Kiva Eger zatzal. So he said he heard from the Chassam Sofer, mipek Kodesh al Chassam Sofer, who said that his Shver Reb Kiva Eger had the following Chakira. He declared, there's a mitzvah Mishloach Manas. Could a person be mekayim the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas if he sends a Mishloach Manas a yedei a goy or a yedei a katan? What was his chakira? His chakira was because Mishloach Manas sounds like shlichus. You have to make a shliach. If you have to make a shliach, mean that ain't shlichus lekatan and ain't shlichus laakum. So Reb Kivega was chaker. Kivega had a suffix. Reb Chassam Sofer was saying this over. Whether or not you can make a katan or whether you can make a goy. The heishav le agoy Chassam Sofer. So Kivega asked this question to Reb Chassam Sofer, and he told him it's poshet. He said it's poshet. He says why? What's the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? He said, if the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas was to take the Mishloach Manas and to give it to your chaver, so you need to do the nesina of the manos. If that's the case, you have to do it. If you want it to be an akum rakatan, ain't shlichus akum rakatan, and as a result, it's not going to work. What's the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? The mitzvah is shik. The mitzvah is to send it. Oh, if the mitzvah is to send it, if you send it on a day in akum, it's also considered sending. If the mitzvah is give it, so then you have to give it. If I didn't give it, you have to come onto a parasha of shlichus. For that, you need shlichus ladam kamoise. A katan and an akum are excluded from shlichus. But Mishloach Manas, the mitzvah is nicht to geben. The mitzvah is to shik. If you give it to FedEx, you also sent it. Lamaisa was sent, and being that it was sent, the mitzvah is the actual shiluach. Just because you send it on your day of goy, it's not considered that you sent it. The goy's nesina is not your nesina. Oh, but the shlichus sending it through him, that's already something that's going to be okay. This is reminiscent of Rav Baruch Ber's Lech Lecha, Litein Tzcharo Kol Psiyu Psiyu, right? The halicha is the ikra mitzvah. The mitzvah over here is the shiluach. It's the etzim sending it. That's the mitzvah. And because that's the mitzvah, this is what he said.